The Mustang Owners Club of Australia, which is MOCA, I reckon the Tasmanian branch should have their own name. They could call themselves the Mustang Owners Tasmanian Association. The acronym for that would be MOTA.
That's it. Well, everybody calls us MOCA, you see.
So right.
Some need of drink, so... Yeah, everybody remembers it that way.
Yeah, now I've got to say, I'm a Holden man. I've got a soft spot for Nissans because I've driven them a lot as well. And basically, I don't like Fords, but there's one, if I ever had a Ford, it would have to be a Mustang. What's so iconic about Mustangs?
There's no other car on the road other than Ford Mustang.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I haven't seen any others. Now, answer your question, they've been the pony car that came out in the 60s and that's been seen in a lot of television and shows and movies and that sort of stuff, so they're quite iconic. Everybody recognises the Mustang badge.
Yep, they do indeed. The pony, as you say. Now, 1964, I think, was when the first model came out, and they've made them all the way through since. They're still manufacturing them, in fact.
Yes, yeah, they've just released a new model in Australia, which is in right-hand drive, so for the first time, off the production line, so it's made them more available and more inexpensive.
I'm glad you said more expensive, because they're classic cars, and you know, for the older ones, a lot of them have been restored from scrap heaps and things like that. So a lot of effort's gone into them, a lot of money's gone into them. And I know that the people that have got them, you know, you say, well, you know, you're never going to get your money back on that, but they don't care because they're not going to sell them anyway.
That's it. Yeah, a lot of people do it for the enjoyment and the relaxation and fun and get together and that sort of thing. But yeah, they're a very iconic car, so as you said, they're very easily recognisable.
They are instantly recognisable as a Mustang, and there's been a number of different models over the years, coupes and fastbacks and convertibles and stuff like that. And you have quite a representation of those, I should say, at La Trobe on Saturday as well.
Yes, it'll be a good selection of fastbacks and coupes and hardtops and new models and old models, classics and all different years, so it'll be a good selection. We expect more than 20 cars, but weather dependent and all that sort of thing, but the weather's looking good and interest is good, so yeah, we should get good numbers.
The idea, as I said, is to bring people into the town of La Trobe, which has gone through a pretty tough period with the floods and that, and that's what the club wanted to do. They actually approached you as secretary and said, look, when can we go and do something at La Trobe? We'll go and do a bit of shopping there as well and hopefully bring people into the town to support local business. So that was great that the car owners themselves, rather than the executive committee or someone, decided this is what we want to do.
Yes, so we had some of our members ask us, and we've got members down the North West Coast as well. We said, when are you coming down, and when can you come down? And members in Lobson said, we want to go to help these people out. So it's been a great opportunity to do it. This is the first spot in our calendar we've had the chance to do it. So it's great for you guys and people like yourself to give us promotion and let people know. And we always get plenty of people come up and want to look at the cars and have a chat. And I know someone had one of these, and I know where there is one of these. And meet new owners as well. We've never seen or heard before. And it's wonderful. Good for everybody. Win-win for everyone.
Well, I did own a classic car myself once, and I mentioned my fondness of Nissans. It was a Datsun 260Z, but I know from experience that people that own classic cars love talking about them. So if anyone's interested, come along and talk to the owners. They'll certainly give them a conversation.
We've got many owners that own multiple cars. I don't just know Mustangs. We've got people going Camaros and Monaros, and you know, people that own many different sorts of cars. So, we're all car lovers and all tarred with one brush.
Yep, absolutely. Just a different brand in some cases. Now, it's going to be at La Trobe from 10 till 11:30 on Saturday. It'll be in Reese's Car Park. For people that don't know the area, that is opposite Station Square, which is right in the middle of town, so you couldn't pick a better spot.
No, that's right. No, the La Trobe Council has been very good to us and helped us out and to get some publicity with the people in the area and the shops and businesses, so it's been eternally grateful for what they've done for us. And if people know what's happening, and yeah, it's been very good.
I think weather forecast for Saturday, I'll just grab it for you now, Rod, while I've got it for the northwest coast. Partly cloudy with areas of morning frost. Chance of showers most likely in the morning, but hopefully in the early morning, I think it'll be okay for the convertibles to have the roof down with a bit of luck.
Yes, no, that soon happens, yes. They soon get them down as soon as they can, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's going to be 14 degrees, so.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be a nice, pleasant spring morning. And for people that want to get their photos taken, the owners are quite happy to do that sort of stuff as well. They love showing off their cars, don't they?
Certainly, yeah, by all means. Yeah, come and say good day and introduce yourself and have a chat, by all means. That's what we're there for.
Awesome, Rod. I hope it goes well for you. And I'm sure that the people of La Trobe appreciate what you're trying to do for them. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
No, thank you, Martin.